Welcome, everybody. Shiur number 1087. We're learning today Lila Nishmas Moshe Dov Ben Rabban and Zisel. Lila Nishmas Blima Basra Moshe and Lurafur Shalema Sarah Fega Basleh Nechama. Getting back to our Malacha of Zoreya planting. Okay, so I just want to read from the Sefer Lamites Malachas on page 268. In conjunction, Sefer Lamites Malachas, he talks about some ins and outs in reference to when we talk about drinks. We've been talking about drinks in reference to grass, if one is allowed to throw. We know water, right? I'm on a lawn or whatever, to throw water on the lawn, I'm drinking my cup, throw out the rest of the water on the lawn. That you can't do, obviously. Other drinks, we spoke about if it's a very strong drink like wine, certain wines that are not diluted, we said there's no problem. But all the other drinks are taka a problem. Apple juice and soda and all these various different type of things are taka a problem. Okay, so he brings down over there on page 268, he says like this: one is not permitted to wash their hands over the grass, we've spoken about that, even if their sole purpose is to wash their hands and not to water the grass, right? It's Sukkot time and I want to wash and there's grass, I'm going to wash over the grass, that you can't do. Similarly, the Poskim recommend, he brings down, the Poskim recommend, like we saw in the Shulchan Aruch, Mishabru and so on, the Poskim recommend that one avoid picnicking on a lawn, even where there is a proper Erev, because the Mishnah Berurah Taka brings down from the Taz, if it's a very large field, it's problems of carrying, carmelis. Okay, we're not going to get into all those halachas, obviously, Bezras Hashem Yisbarach, when we learn the halachas of Haitzah carrying, maybe we'll hopefully get into that. So as long as, but if it's a smaller place, one is allowed to carry, there's mechitzas and so on, that's not the issue. But still to picnicking in those type of areas or even eating a suit over there outside is a problem. Because the likelihood that drinks will be spilled while serving and eating, right? So whether they're serving, they'll be spilled, or whether one finishes their cup and they throw it down to the floor, whatever the case is, the leftover drinks. However, now he brings down, what about Sukkot? Let's talk a minute about Sukkot. So they're good, so fine. I won't eat my shalosh sudos outside. I won't eat my meal outside. Fine. I understand. What about sukkahs? I have to eat in the sukkah. What do I do? And my sukkahs on grass, let's say, or something along those lines. How do I work that? So he brings down, however, one may eat the yomtiv and Shabbos meals in a sukkah, right? Let's say on sukkahs. One may eat the yomtiv and Shabbos meals in a sukkah that is situated on a lawn, right? If somebody has a sukkah on a lawn, there's no gezerit, there's no halacha that says, well, you're not allowed to build your sukkah on a lawn. If it's on a lawn, it's on a lawn, but they should be careful not to spill any drinks. One has to be careful. It's good. It's on the grass, no problem. But one has to be careful not to spill any drinks. Of course, not to throw down any drinks, and not to spill any drinks. Obviously, we're talking about cases of regular cases, not if it's a mistake, you know, if it's an accident and that is an accident. One should be careful. Let's say they're drinking a cup of apple juice, a cup of soda. Half a cup left, so I'll throw it down on the ground. It's grass anyway. You're not allowed to do it. You have to be careful. Where this is not difficult, it is recommended that a trap or a tarp or sheet or of plywood be placed on the floor of the sukkah. It's a recommended thing. Again, you have to do it. It's not something that you have to do, but it's a good thing to either put down a tarp, a sheet, or a piece of plywood or something along those lines to be placed on the floor of the sukkah. Like this, in case somebody throws something down, some drinks, it wouldn't be a problem. So just a couple of interesting things he brings down in Ha'ara number 34. In the back, he says, "Lamaisa zen nira pashit." In reference to making, if somebody has to build a sukkah, that's the place they build it, is on the lawn and finish. So is there a gzeira? Maybe don't build a sukkah. No, nira pashit the einam noyim mitzvah sukkah mitam zeh. This whole thing in the Ramah is only einay el chumra. It's a chumra. The medina laka chashashit. There's no din per se whereby you're not allowed to eat, you know, on a table that's sitting on the grass, because there's no such a gzeira. He brings down, there's no gezerah like that mentioned in the Gemara and so on. And he brings down that even in hot places that the people make sukkahs and, sometimes on sukkah, before sukkahs, they'll build their sukkah al gabi asavma on top of grass. So but elamai what? It's a good thing. It's a good thing to do, just to be careful not to have picnics and so on. But when it comes to sukkahs, you don't have to, start figuring out what to do on sukkahs, eat somewhere else, that you don't have to do. Now, as far, he brings down over there, as far as, let's say I put a piece of plywood or something like that on the floor, or a tarp or something like that. So now let's say I have wood on the floor and I poured a drink, or the drink spilled on the wood. So now from the wood, it's going to go onto the grass. So how do I work that? That's also a problem, right? So he brings down, He says, first of all, this is only to protect us from the chumrah of the Ramah. Again, it's not midina, but it's a good thing to do. V'zeh Moel, he said that this would taka help, that even if somebody spills a drink, they spill water or a drink by mistake or whatever the case is, and it flows from, let's say, off the tarp, or it flows off the, flows off the plywood, right, onto the grass. So what about that? So he says that's not a problem. It's the whole thing is a grumma on a chumrah, on a chumrah, one to be careful. You could even say that it's possibly a it might not even be a psik ratio. Altogether, we all happen automatically, and the whole thing is a grumma, psik ratio with a grumma. So the bottom line is that when you do it like that, it makes it much easier. In other words, putting something down on the floor, so possibly a plastic would be another thing. You take a big, plastic bag or something along those lines in the area where the people are eating, just to try and stay away from the chumrah of the ramah. Now, he goes on, he explains some other things also interesting. That almost all liquids, again, the Sefer Lamed Tes Malachos, he says that almost all liquids can improve the growth of a plant. Therefore, one must not spit. Let's say, for whatever reason somebody has to spit, they should be careful not to spit on the grass or plants on Shabbos or on Yom Tov. Obviously, Shabbos, Yom Tov, the same thing in this case, because the saliva can promote plant growth also. So that's another important thing to be careful with. However, liquids that are highly acidic, like we spoke about, these wines or whatever, highly acidic liquids, so then they do not promote vegetation, and in fact they inhibit the plant growth. So those type of things, like we spoke about, some of may reglaim, urine or wine or these type of things would be okay. Okay, so it's just in the back in the Aris, he brings this from the Shvisas HaShabbos in reference to V'chein Yesh Lizor Shalei Lorek Allah Savam. One should be careful if they have to spit or whatever the case is, or if there's a drink in their mouth and they have to spit it out, something along those lines, right? One should be careful not to do it if there's grass on the ground that would have the same halachas. Okay, so he just brings down a couple of more examples, basically in conjunction with what we said, that liquids that are highly acidic do not promote the vegetation and would not be a problem. So he brings down, for example, undiluted pure wine. But again, the problem is nowadays there's water in the wine, so one has to be careful. But if it's undiluted pure wine, vinegar, or alcohol possibly, we spoke about that also. But he does bring down most wines are considered diluted, so that would be running into a problem. Okay, just to end off, he brings down a very interesting thing in Hara number 37. Good, so we said, so in general, the bottom line is all drinks, in general, unless it's, we know for sure that it's an acidic type of thing or pure wine or so on, like we spoke about, one should be careful not to throw it down on the ground. But he brings down interesting that in reference to these type of, whether it's may reglaim or a very strong wine that's not diluted and so on. So if somebody throws it down on the ground, on the grass, so you'll tell me good. So that's going to, it's not going to promote the vegetation. It will inhibit the plant growth and so on. So maybe that's koitzer, right? We'll say it's not zereya. Good. You're not planting. You're not putting down a liquid, water and other liquids on the grass, whereby that's zereya. But maybe it's koitzer. If you get me, it's an acidic type of a liquid, right? So to do that, to throw that on the ground, you're inhibiting the growth. Maybe that's koitzer uprooting, like we spoke about. So he brings that down, Hara number 30. We're not going to go into the whole thing right now. But Hilamaisi comes out that Kaitzer is really uprooting a plant, something from its place of growth. Over here, you're inhibiting it to an extent. Not even totally, he brings out, but okay, be it as it may, but it's an interesting question. The question, if you want to say, is more interesting than the answer. But the answer is Lamaisa, that you're not, the Kaitzer is uprooting. You're removing it from its place of growth. Over here, you're not removing it. You're just inhibiting it to a certain extent. So that's pretty much what the answer is. Okay, but be it as it may, if anybody would want to look it up, again, it's Ara number 37 in the back. Seif Lam Tes Malach. It's very interesting stuff. Thank you for listening. Atzlach and Bracha. Kol Tov.